This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the line, we are talking to Thembi Mathobela, Letlotlo Primary School teacher who is about to launch her Rising Star tennis program. Thembi, good evening and welcome to Capricorn FM Sports Precinct.
Good evening, Kwena, and the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Thank you.
My name in full is Thembi Mathobela Matamela.
Okay. Thembi Mathobela Matamela. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Do you play tennis, Thembi?
Yes, I play tennis.
Do you think you can beat me?
Currently.
Do you think you can beat me?
Currently. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You've never even seen me play, and you are so confident.
I see you. I can feel that I can beat you.
The disrespect.
Yes.
Tell me then, Thembi, why tennis? I mean, just briefly, tell us about just your love and your connection with tennis that you are now transferring to younger players with your Rising Star tennis program.
Okay, as I was growing up, like, I was not interested with so many sporting codes, but I wished what I could play, lady soccer, softball, but because Negili Shai, as I was growing up, so I couldn't be part of those sporting codes, but at least I managed to do athletics, but I was not good with athletics. And then I also played the table tennis, but still I didn't go far with it. Then at high school, the way I was attending Mafulofulo High School, there was no tennis, but I was staying so close to the school called Banaba Tennis Special School. So there was a tennis court there. So I wished that someday I could hear an announcement from my school to say if there are kids who are interested in tennis, welcome to play tennis. But that thing never happened. So, but the love more, the story of Serena Williams and Vanessa Williams. So then, lucky enough, when I went to University of Limpopo to do my teaching career, then I got the opportunity to meet the tennis players there. So that's when I started playing tennis when I was 18.
So now, tell us a little bit about the academy.
Though I don't have academy per se.
The program itself. The program, rather.
Yeah. The program itself, it was motivated by BNP Paribas Coaches Mentorship Programs. So I was in that program for the coaches in 2019 and 2020. Then again, I applied and now I qualified again for 2020-2021. So currently I have the certificate. So that program motivated us, or at least we should have teams that would take part in the Rising Star competition. So the Rising Star, I was not familiar with it, but through Wu Anthony, that's when I learned more about the Rising Star. So that's when this year I registered kids for the competition. But tennis, I've been coaching other schools. Like, I first coached the Toronto Primary School, it's in Mangueng. So then with Good Hope, I started, but I couldn't go further because the equipment were not there. So then I went to Toronto. Toronto, that's when I joined this program when I'm currently here at Toronto. So this program got Toronto. I started with the kids last year, but 2 years ago we started, but we failed to continue because I didn't have equipment. I had only three rackets and a few balls. So with three rackets and a few balls, it was not materializing. So we stopped because they were not even booking the courts for us, because they stopped booking the stadiums for the school. So, but then I stopped everything. But last year I started with the other kids who were in grade 7. So unfortunately they left, but this year I started with the other group. So that group I started 2 weeks ago. So, and they are doing well and they are ready for the Rising Star.
And tell me, who are you targeting in terms of players?
Players, I'm targeting both boys and girls and primary school kids, because I'm based at primary school. So I have access to the primary school learners. That's why I'm targeting them.
And what has the response been like? Because, Thembi, the reality is that, as you mentioned, issues like the racket, the ball and equipment might be a bit of a problem, particularly if you look at our province just our schools, where we struggle with a lot of things. And sports equipment is really the last thing on our minds.
Yes, that's true. Because currently the motivation also came because of the equipment that we got. We attended the workshop last 2019, the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, in collaboration with the Tennis South Africa. They invited us, so I was part of it. So I managed to get equipment from that program. Barfali racket J20, then Barfali around 10 tins of tennis balls. Then unfortunately, the tennis balls are not the correct equipment that I can use to coach Banaba Banyan or the beginner players. So negotiation those first ball, but at least the racket were enough. Then that's how I'm continuing with the tennis. I don't have a court. We use tapo like hati. So that hati, then ra balance the desk, the tafula at school, and then from there we play. Then from there to make the boundaries court, then I use the hula hoop. So that's how we are keeping it koskolo.
Tell me then, Tembi, what sort of assistance to those who are listening, maybe from government and corporates, would you like to get to just get this program getting better?
Okay, for this program to get better, we need equipment. The racket, Banabaka, most of them, they do not have really the digital tennis. Some they play Gamautu, and I know how it feels after running around Gamautu. At the end of the day, because I know Gamautu, so Banabale, most of them, they don't have the techie, but some they do bring their own techies, so, but they are not the tennis techies. We don't have attire. I can say even balls we don't have, and even the rackets we still need more, because I want to invite more learners to participate, because this is just a group that I invited the day when I was called to bring the list of learners to the program, yeah, the Rising Star. So the coaching clinics on the 25th of February, which didn't take place due to the alert level 3 regulation. So, but now we are on, and as long as we can have the mini racket, the mini net, because at least when they see a net, it will assist the work on the one or metek in Tom Kutao, Laibona, those kind of things.
So for those who possibly want to help with assistance, how do they get in touch with you? How can they get more information?
Okay, they can contact the school as well.
Okay.
It's 015-223-5301. Okay. Primary school.
Okay. So Tembi, let's do this. I agree, now you are confident you can beat me, right? So
yes.
you and I, when I come back home, hopefully in a month or so, we are going to have a match, right?
Okay.
If you win.
Yes.
If you win, I'm going to make sure that I find a sponsor at least to give you 20 kiddies records. Is that a deal? I mean, records, yeah.
20 kids records?
Yes. If you win.
Okay. I'm going to win the deal.
If you win. If you don't win, then...
I will. I will definitely win.
Okay. But Tembi, thank you very much for coming through to talk to us, and good job that you're doing, and we hope that government and corporate could come on board and really assist in taking these kids off the street. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, and I thank your listeners as well.
Tembi Mathobela Matamena talking to us there from Letlotlo Primary School. She's a teacher there and talking to us about just a program that she has put together to just help kids with tennis. And if you know somebody out there who can donate a record or two or help in some way or the other, please do get in touch with them at the school, or do give us a call at Capricorn, and then we can send you to the right direction.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.